broadcasting worldwide on internet radio.
Refreshing takes on legal strategies.
Straightforward answers to difficult tax questions.
Independent ideas on building wealth. It's the Refresher Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen.
Get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.
Now, here's Mark and Matt.
Welcome, everyone, to Refresh Your Wealth with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen. If you've been out there seeking for legal, tax, wealth-building strategies, you're in the right place. That's what this show is dedicated to. And we try to entertain you along the way. After all, those topics can be pretty dang boring. So we try to make it light and fun. I'm Matt Sorensen. Yep. I'm an attorney and also an author. I have my partner and co-host here, Mark. He's an attorney, author, and also a CPA.
Yep, and I was just going to offer the disclaimer, don't drive and listen to the show at the same time. We are not liable if you fall asleep from boredom. So,
yeah, that's from your lawyers. We just want to get that out there before we go further. Yep. Also, don't rely on anything we say. This presentation does not constitute an attorney-client relationship. Please seek out licensed financial advisors when conducting actual transactions.
Wow, man, I don't even think anybody wants to listen to the show after those two disclaimers. Yeah, we're all about building listeners, right? Aren't we?
Yeah. I was just joking around there.
Yeah, we're just joking.
Also, this show is not to be used without the express written consent of Major League Baseball.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it sounds like an NBA game going on right now.
All right, okay. So, Mark, this is going to be a good show, though. This was your idea, and I loved it.
Thank you. I guess since you're throwing it out there, I did have a revelation that this was our show this week. So this is our Mother's Day show, first ever in 10 years. We have been doing this show for 10 years. Some of you have come and gone and come back as listeners over the years. But we have needed to do a show about mothers. It's Mother's Day this week. And we thought, you know what? Our moms have taught us a lot about business and what to do or not to do to succeed in life. And hopefully your mom's taught you a few things. And we're hoping the show, you walk away with some little golden nuggets. We've got a lot of messages from our listeners on our newsletter. We asked for some statements about their mom. We're going to read those on the line, on the air here. Some of you have asked to stay anonymous. We'll respect that, of course. And some of you are like, hey, shout out to my mom, and we're going to do that too. So yeah, it's going to be good.
Now, if you're new to the show, we want to let you know there's a couple places we want you to be looking. Go to refreshyourwealth.com. You can learn more about the show there. You can also sign up for our free weekly newsletter with important tax tips, deadlines, articles on legal and tax estate planning topics. And also check out the Refresh Your Wealth podcast on iTunes. And if you do like the show, please give us 5 stars on iTunes. The people at Apple really love it when, you give us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yep, we appreciate it. Now, here's one other disclaimer. And I say this seriously from the heart. I know that some of you maybe didn't have a great relationship with your mom or had no mom at all. Or she died early in your life, or who knows. There's a lot of really unique and crazy family stories out there, right? So for those of you that feel that this may not be the most heartwarming show, please stay on. We hope to keep it informational. And we've got some tips here. We start out with every show. And we hope that some of you that maybe didn't have a great mom, maybe you're being a great mom to someone else. And you might get a good tip here that you can use as you're a mentor to someone in your family line, or just a good little neighbor kid that could use some help. So please don't give up on us. This is going to be good. All right. Well, Matt, why don't we start off with a couple messages from our listeners about their moms and what their mom taught them about business. And I've got one here, and those that sent in messages, thank you so much. Now, some of you were quite verbose about your mom, and who isn't, right, Matt? I mean, yeah. Some of you.
Yeah, we just can't help it.
Yeah, for good or bad. Yeah, let me tell you about my mom, But this is from Norm. Right off the bat, it says, best show ever, even before it's played. a couple of sentences about mom. Ah, yeah, right. Anyway, so he says, my mom, Alice, always showed mercy for everyone. Going to the store, she would use coupons. And of course, at a young age, I was always with her. She was a depression child, and I would have the same. For those that are, you know, millennials, depression child, that means she grew up in the depression. That would have been in the 20s
Great Depression. Yeah, the Great Depression.
Okay. go to history class, talk to your teacher. So anyway, Norm's saying his mom grew up in that period, which means those kids are a little more cost conscientious. And Norm alludes to that here about her being careful with spending money. And one last thought, he says she was very in tune and would look at those behind us, have coupons for their products as well. She would give them to those behind in line, and their faces would light up. She found money from they found money from a total stranger. We always left the store with money back from her coupon ability. Alice passed away 29 years ago, terminal cancer. She always taught me, always treat everyone the same with love and compassion. Norm, thank you. Very, very good. Matt, you had one too.
Yeah, I got one here from Mike. Mike wrote in about his mom, Linda, from La Puente. And he said, one thing my mom taught me was to trust my gut, such as recognizing early when a job, business, or partner is right for me. There were countless times I felt I was in the wrong business or I hated my bosses, so I could not look up to them or want to be with them, or something didn't feel right about someone I worked with. Each and every time, my mom would tell me to trust my gut. I quit so many jobs, I started thinking it was me, but looking back, the decisions were not only the right ones, but they were great ones leading me in the right direction. Now I'm proud to say I run my own business with teams that I love, and my gut tells me mommy was right all along. I love you, Mom. So that's awesome. I think that, you know, we've talked about that before. I remember Mark gave a tip just seemed like a month ago or two about trusting your gut and your, you know, thinking in your head at the same time. And that's so true. And I think that's great advice to get from your mom. So love that, Mark.
I love it. You know, and I want to follow this up with Norm wrote a little bit here about his mom, but I thought he made a good point here at the end. I didn't read yet. He said, because my mom taught me to treat everyone the same. He said, I've been in real estate for 25 years and never had to advertise. In fact, I had to truly hide. My business always came from word of mouth because I treated the maintenance guy just like the bank presidents I dealt with. You never really know who you're actually talking to. Mm-hmm. And my mom taught me that. So very deep. It's deep. I'm going to get choked up in this show. I can already feel it. So
it's going to happen. Now,
we've got a couple guests that are going to come on later, folks. Now, suspense. We're not going to tell you who those are, but a couple guests are going to be coming on shortly. And before that, though, tips. Matt, you ready for a legal tip?
Yeah, let's do it.
A legal tip that you can actually use.
A legal tip where you don't feel like you have to take a shower after.
All right, you guys ready for awesome? Okay, this you may have heard this story of Ronald Wayne, who sold his 10% stake in Apple in 1976 for $800.
Oh, my gosh. That's just... Oh,
today, if he,
man, that's depressing.
I know. If he held the course, that stake would be worth $63 billion right now. That $800 stake that he sold in 1976. So, now this is one of those interesting things of, and I just want to make a little tip on this, that in business you have to have patience, and a lot of things aren't, you're not going to have instant return on your effort. And sometimes there are investments and things you need to, you know, you just need to cut bait and get out. And I get that. But I also think a lot of people give up too soon on their businesses and their ventures. And I've been listening to a lot of stories of people who have founded businesses. And it's really interesting what I've heard is that almost all of them seem to have, and these are big companies we all know about today, but almost all of them felt this point where they were just going to – the company was going to go under and it was going to fail, and they just seemed to persevere. And so I just want to give a tip. I know it's not legal or tax specifically in nature, but as you're out there in the business world, have the foresight to hold strong. If you truly believe in what you're doing in your business and your concept, don't give up, push forward, put in the additional effort, and don't sell your 10% stake in Apple for $800. Just remember Ronald Wayne.
Yeah, I'll remember that next time I'm negotiating with Bill Gates.
Hey, whatever. Back in the day, Apple, they were like negotiating with the local, you know, Radio Shack store to sell a couple computers, man. They were nobody back then, you know.
Gosh, it's a great movie too. Well, great tip, Matt. And I've got a kind of a tax and legal tip blend, but we'll call it a tax tip.
A tax tip you can actually understand and won't put you to sleep.
A tax tip that could save you thousands.
All right. Now, my tax tip is going to – I'm going to hit a triple here. It's going to be part legal, part tax, part Mother's Day. So let me set the stage. So
nice.
Here's the legal part. All of you out there that own a small business, even if it's just investing in a few rental properties a year – and kind of building a little real estate portfolio. Keep in mind that is a business. I want you tracking all your expenses and building wealth with that. But even if you're just selling a few little things online, a little internet-based business, if you've got a business, you need a board of directors, a board of advisors. You don't have to have a corporation to do this. You don't have to have an LLC to do this. Now, you might anyway. There's other good reasons for entities. Listen to some of our prior shows. But you should have a brain trust, a team behind you that's cheering for you, a board of advisors that are helping you get where you want to be. So we've talked about that before at length on the show. And one of those key people that could be a good fit for your board is your mom. So turn the corner on first base. I'm headed to second. So I'm hitting a triple here. So second base, mom should be on your board. Your mom will oftentimes tell you what she thinks. She's not going to hold back. She's got a lot of life wisdom. And maybe this is a mom
and
character.
She knows you. She knows
That's
you.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was just talking to my mom the other day and she said that. She goes, I know you better than you know yourself. It's like, oh, thanks, mom. So your mom should be on that board. And you should be sharing with her and the entire board, 3 to 5 people is our general recommendation, what your plans are for the year, the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, kind of your vision and building your strategic plan. So the third benefit of this strategy is not only are you succeeding in business and you're relying on your mom to give you straight, cold-hearted advice, is you're going to get a tax write-off when you go visit your mom, maybe sometime in November on a Thursday for a big turkey dinner, and you're going to have a board meeting and you're going to talk about business. And legitimately, I know this sounds kind of fun, you know, but it's not a sham. It's not a tax evasive strategy. I want you meeting with your board regularly, taking notes. And there's nothing wrong with a quality meeting with your board on a regular basis. Even if it is the third Thursday in November, get with your mom, talk biz. And so it's a tax write-off for that trip. We're not going to write off 10 days, but we're going to write off some portion of that trip, at least 100% of the airfare and one night sleeping on a bumpy couch. But there you go. That's it. Matt, that's my tax tip. Kind of a combination.
I love that. Triple play. Man. And I did you just say cold-hearted advice from your mom?
See, it may feel cold-hearted. Hey, I know many of you call your mom and you're like, I know what she's going to tell me. Yeah, I don't want to hear this.
She's going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
That's right. That can seem cold-hearted, but you know your mom loves you.
Yeah.
So she's going to tell you what she really thinks.
Yeah, fair enough.
So now I think we've got – already, we've got a couple special guests joining us today, and I think we've got one on the line now. Is that right?
Yeah, we got some special guests calling in, so let's bring them in. All right, we've got our caller on the line here from Sandy, Utah. Now, who do we have here today?
Hi, Matt. It's your mother.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is Leanne Sorensen, my mom.
Welcome to the show, Leanne.
Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day. I love you, by the way. Thanks for also willing to come on today. I know this is, you know, probably not the funnest thing in your day, but it's more of a chore. But thanks for coming on.
Well, it's one of the more interesting things in my day today.
Well, now, Leanne, if the show goes well, do not let Matt count this as a Mother's Day present. You should still plan on something in the mail.
Okay, will do.
In fact, if the show goes bad, he might have to up his game on his Mother's Day gift. So.
Yeah, I'm in a hole. Okay. All right, enough from Kohler. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, I just want to kind of say what I learned in business from my mom. And then, it's funny. I told my mom, hey, will you come on the show? And I'm going to say what I learned about business that's helped me in business from you. And she said, well, maybe you've learned more from your dad. I don't think so, actually. So here's what I learned. And this is really came from a prior episode of Refresh Your Wealth, where we were talking to Matt, the founder of Album Surf, and he talked about building a brand and what your brand is. And he said your brand isn't your logo or your company name. It's how people perceive you and how can they rely on you. And I thought that was very perceptive, and I thought about the companies I do business with, and when I hear their name, I think of that their brand, and it's really – what's the product and service? How do they interact with you as a customer? And so as I thought of my mom, that's the first thing that really came to my mind is, what is the brand of my mom? And so I want to just tell you guys about Leanne Sorensen. As a kid growing up, my mom was the mom that was always on the ball. We always had dinner. Like my dad was busy with work and had, you know, church responsibilities and things where he served. But my mom was really the leader of our family, and very well organized. You always knew what to expect. And I know from her other friends and other people in our neighborhood and our church, everybody knew you could rely on my mom. And I got that from my friends' moms. Like, they would always trust their kids over at our house because they know my mom wasn't going to let anything bad happen. And I felt like she just has a brand of responsibility, that she was always prepared, and that she didn't want to let anybody down either. And as I've been in business myself, you know, and dealing with clients as an attorney or in other companies that Mark and I have, I think about that a lot, about how do people perceive me? Can they rely on me? Do they think that I'm well organized? Do they know I'm going to get their stuff done and take care of whatever task or assignment they're going to give to me? And that's really important in your business, that people see your business in that way, that they can rely on you. And that's, I think, the most important thing I learned from my mom.
Wow. That's powerful. Wow. Now, Leanne, since Matt's already been coaching you for the show, I think it's only fair I ask these questions because I don't think it's – because Matt will probably try to save some face here if he asks you. But so if I may – ask Leanne here on the show. Did you know at the time that you were teaching Matt that? Was that one of you, or is that, you were probably just grew up yourself with that character trait, but were you trying to pass that on? Was that at the top of your mind when you were being that great mom?
Well, probably the responsibility part of it, yeah, but probably didn't think so much about organizational skills. I think that's just the way you do it. but responsibility, yeah. And I think that Matt did show responsibility and would take responsibility for his actions, whether good or bad. He didn't really try to hide things or in that regard. He would come forward if something was wrong, or he was pretty good most of the time. There were always times when things didn't go that way, but you know, for the most part, he was pretty good. And that was actually one of the comments that I had thought about with him, and particularly as he got a little older, you know, as he was younger, he was very much his own person. He had an older brother, and at one point in his life, if his brother did it, he would not. He wanted to do something to stand out and to shine in his own way and not be compared to his brother. And I think that probably came out of comparisons to his brother.
Okay, but, I like it.
But that's, well, that's a good entrepreneur. I can't say that word.
That's good. That's good.
He wanted to be unique in his own and, you know, shine in his own way.
Well, good. Okay. Well, now that was a very well thought out answer. And I know it was, we didn't prep you for that, but now let's get to the real dirt. So when Matt was, younger, did you, maybe just a couple more questions. Did you think he was going to be an entrepreneur? Do you remember the first time he tried to start a little business of any sort? Was it a lemonade stand? What was it? And did he succeed at it, or how did it go? I don't know the answer to this. I'm just throwing that out there.
You know, thinking back on it, I honestly cannot remember. I know all the kids sold Kool-Aid or lemonade at one point and did something like that, but I don't remember him particularly doing that. He did have jobs where he worked in the yard. He mowed the lawn at our home and at some rental property we had and at his grandparents. So he had ways to make money. But the one thing that I do remember him saying at one time when we were having a conversation about it, his older brother, I think, was in junior high, and we were trying to get him to take a computer class, and he did not want to take a computer class. He said he was going to work with his hands, and he wanted to be more physical in his career rather than sitting at a desk all day, is the way he put it. And Matt's response back to that was, he was going to work smarter, not harder. He was going to work with his brain, not his brawn. Mm. And so that was probably junior high or end of elementary school when he said that. So I think from a pretty early age, he always had an eye out there to looking forward and working smarter.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't surprise me that he became an entrepreneur.
I love it. Hey, you said that word just perfectly there. Now, final question. Of course, Matt can have the final question, but I wanted to ask from my perspective finally, what tip? Now, I know you and your husband have had some success in business, obviously, and you've got had a I've been watching from afar, hearing all these great success stories from Matt. What tip would you give out if you had to do it all over again, maybe, or if you had a maybe you're telling your daughters this, what would you tell them to pass on a good trait to kids? What would be your advice to an entrepreneur today, or you would hope a mom would teach their kids about business?
I don't know. Obviously, honesty and integrity are always big things, but I think consistency is also one of the things that I really tried to encourage the kids, or tried to push the kids to be consistent in what they did. That consistency will always make things better. You'll improve whatever skill it is. You'll be more well thought of because you can be depended upon. I just think consistency is a good skill for all kids to learn.
Love it. I love it. Well, thank you. Gosh, thanks for letting me put you on the spot. Matt, did you have any softballs you wanted to throw there to your mom?
No, just wanted to say, love you, Mom. Thanks for coming on. We won't torture you anymore. I
love you too, Matt.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on.
Seriously. Thank you.
I don't remember any of those stories that she told, actually. But I always had like a million jobs as a kid. That was one thing I had. I always had, I think like I had like 12 jobs till I was like 18 years old. And I learned that from my parents,
that
just to always work.
We always, yeah.
You said you always.
He means jobs at home, I think. You know.
No, like, I mean like
taking out the garbage, or mowing the lawn, or.
No, I working had those too, but yeah.
Well, yeah, you did work at lots of places too, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, thanks, Leanne, again for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. And thanks for the nice words, Matt.
Okay. You bet. Thanks, Mom. Bye. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, Matt, that was very informational. You'll have to tell your mom thank you for all of us. That was send her a little extra something on Mother's Day. thanks for having her on. Okay, well, let's do a couple other messages from our listeners about moms and what they learned in business. I've got this from Roxanne in Hawaii, and this is about Barbara Sasahara and Aiea. And she says, my mom is a very good planner. when it comes to her estate, and when she helped my grandma set up her finances so we had money to take care of her. My grandmother lives to almost 101 years old, and it was my mom that made sure that she always had money and never wanted for anything. She worked at Sears, then retired, but before she did, she started her own businesses, sold real estate to ensure that she would have something in her retirement. She always told us that real estate was the way to go, but none of us listened to her. Ha ha ha. We grew up doing maintenance and rehab on houses our whole lives, but now I know she was right. Thanks, Roxanne. And you know, isn't that funny? It's like kind of that aha moment after your mom's gone, and or later in life you realize my mom was pretty amazing.
Yeah, especially when you become a parent yourself, you learn that.
Yeah.
Well, I got one from here from Peter. This says, Aloha, Mark and Matt. I presume Peter's in Hawaii. And he talks about his mom, Alice, who's 89 from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And Peter said, I was a newspaper carrier when I was in high school. I would win trips and prizes based on the points I earned for signing up new customers. Sometimes when I came home from school, my mom would say, someone moved in down the street. Go see if they want the paper. She taught me to take advantage of every opportunity that comes my way to be successful in the business world. And as a paper boy myself, a former paper boy myself, the Green Street newspaper, the Green Sheet, newspaper, sold that thing door to door, man. And those poor people, they were like, fine, just will you not stop knocking on my door? It was like $2. I swear it was like $2 a week to get the paper. And that was great, though. That was a great, great example of taking advantage of every opportunity. You can learn at 12 years old throwing a newspaper around. You know, but I don't see any paper boys anymore. They just – what? Do they exist anymore?
What's the paper? I'm sorry. I'm
got, the news app? That was before
I got news my app. News app. Yeah. So, okay, one more quick one. This is from Pamela about her mom, Velma Patricia Coleman, who was born in Edgware, Middlesex, England. She was an amazing woman. She taught me how to balance my checkbook, pay my bills on time, and how to build an empire from nothing. Most importantly, she loved me unconditionally. She came to America on the QE2 visa with a small child, my brother, $2 in her pocket, and a dream. She left behind a big legacy for her kids, and I'm learning to build on that and do the same for mine. I love you, Mom. Wow. Good stuff. Okay, Matt, I think we've got someone else on the line, right?
All right. We got another special guest.
Okay.
Let's bring them on.
Okay. So our other caller, are you on the line? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So is that voice sounds familiar. Is this you, Mom?
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Mom. Your Mother's Day present's mail. So, but
okay.
This is our Mother's Day show.
All good.
Okay. So excited to have you here. Now, I was just gonna. We had Matt's mom on previously, which we were excited about, and Matt kind of shared what he learned in business from his mom. So I was going to do that first. Then I think Matt's not going to let me talk. He's going to ask you some questions to make sure we get a truthful answer.
Yeah, we got to learn more about, you know, Mark Kohler's shenanigans in junior high. So we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
So what I learned from my mom, and you may have seen a YouTube video I produced earlier this week, but and Mom, I don't think you've seen this video yet. That's part of your Mother's Day present. My sister, your daughter, is going to come over and show you this video on Mother's Day.
Okay.
But anyway, so this video, sorry, that just spoiler alert, Mom, just a little bit of your present early. But I did this little YouTube video about moms teaching us about business. And in that video, what my mom taught me was strategic planning, which in my mom's vernacular, that would have been known as the list. My mom would, every time I'd get home from school, she would have this list prepared and it would be sitting on the counter and I could not do anything, no food at all in the Kohler house until I got my list finished, checked off, passed off. In fact, she'd even say, come on, bring me the list. I got to pass it off. And then she'd do a little inspection and So I couldn't cut corners either. So I had to do my list, and she taught me how to be productive every day. I had to get things done, and I learned how to work hard. And so in business now, today I made my list for the day. I sat down. It was around 8:30 when it was appropriate time. I pulled out a yellow pad and made a list for the day, and that's how I learned to be successful in business. In a lot of ways, is making my plan for a year, 6 months, 10 years, whatever, and a daily list. So, Mom, thank you for teaching me about planning. Yeah, you're awesome.
Now, did Mark actually always get his list done as a kid?
No, sometimes he wouldn't, but it would just come on the other day list, the next day list.
Oh, it carried forward. If he didn't get it done, it's on tomorrow's list.
Oh.
I like that.
That's right. Yes, I do remember
this
that.
Was a step-by-step thing that you had to get it done. So thereby, he learned how to get it done the day it was assigned so that it didn't get so many work things on it. It would be done, and then he could cross it off.
Yeah, because in business, if you didn't do it today, you're just pushing it till tomorrow. It's not going away. Love that.
That's right.
All right, now I'm going to ask some questions. This is, so, you know, Joy, I'm going to ask some questions about Mark. I think, you want me to fire away, Mark?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here quietly because you did the same. You were so good to me when I quizzed your mom.
Okay, all right. So can you think of any examples of Mark as a young spirited man, trying to find his way in the world? Did you ever think he would be a successful business person, having his own businesses? You know, did you ever see that in him as a young child?
Absolutely. He was a very driven kid. He about drove me crazy, but it was in a good way. He always had something going, and I thought at that time that he would probably be very successful because he liked to have things going, and he liked to finish them. And this is part of being a successful person, is that you have goals that you want to reach, and the really hard part is to reach those goals is to keep at it until you reach the top where you wanted to be. And we used to call him Mark Dewey because he was always doing.
Yeah.
He was Mark Dewey. He was always doing something. So we figured he would succeed if he kept on the right path and get way back.
Yeah, it's like he's either going to be like a criminal and, you know, in the state penitentiary, he's going to be really successful. You know, he's got to put that energy in the right direction.
That is true. And he was a really good kid. Always went to church, always did what he was supposed to. Finished his eagle, all of these things that he was supposed to do. Never complaining because he was a doer. Mm-hmm. He always liked to be doing something.
Wow, man, I remember getting in a lot more trouble along the way, but maybe this is, your mom, you've kind of you've forgotten all the bad things and remembered all the good. I love it. This is good news.
Yes, absolutely.
See, that's a loving mother there, you know? Yeah. She just forgets the bad and just sees the good in you, you know?
Yeah.
That's a great mom.
Yeah, I do. For the integrity of the show, I do have to admit, I got in trouble quite a bit. My mom, she let me know it when I was in trouble. So she commandeered the ship. I thought you did a great job.
Well, he was a doer. So
I love that. You know what, man, I know Mark pretty well, and geez, that's totally right. In a lot of ways, I'm like, I don't know how that guy does as much as he does. I mean, I think probably more than anybody, at least in our business, I know more of what he does, and it's amazing of how much stuff he can get done. So
yeah,
I think he learned a lot from you. his list, you know, this list, when we meet for our own meetings, he makes a list of what we talk about. And the next time we meet, we look at the list again and we make sure it's all checked off. Now, do you have just one last question? Thanks so much for spending your time here. I know it's, you know, probably not your favorite thing to do during the day, but do you have any advice for people out, for the moms of the world out there, you know, and they're trying to help their children become successful in their job or in business? Any advice from a mom out there?
Well, start when they're young and help them make a list. And then at the end of the day, go over the list and see what they have accomplished. If they haven't accomplished it all, it goes over to the next day until they will find that it's much easier to accomplish the things you have in one day than to let it go over and over again.
Well, that is great advice.
Yeah. Mom, thanks so much. That is, you are so amazing. I just want to tell you how much I love you and thank you.
Okay, honey.
Yeah.
I love you too.
Mom, thanks for joining us. It was really a pleasure. And I forgot my nickname, Mark Dewey. So we'll just keep that between us right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Joy.
Well, that was fun. We've never had my mom on the show before. And she was nervous. I talked her into it. And thank you, all you listeners, for humoring Matt and I as we have our moms on there. And I think those are good points. Both of them had some really good stuff to share. And we've got some more messages here from our listeners. We're going to work through this quickly and just share a few more tidbits that might be helpful for any of our listeners out there as they continue to press forward with their small businesses. Matt, you've got one or two there.
Yeah, I got one from Stacy Powers about her mom. Gertrude Smith was an incredible businesswoman on a high school education. She was in Who's Who in American Business. She built several businesses, but the last was made a $20 million business from scratch that her mom built. And so, you know, Gertrude had some experience backing up some of this advice given. And there's three great points here. First, test market always. Second, most visible color combination, black writing on bright yellow background. You know, think of you doing some marketing like that. And last point, don't sweat the small stuff. And she said this was before the book of the same title was published. But she lived in Campbell, California. It's by San Jose most of her life. And she says she's been gone over 20 years now, but her legacy lives on in my siblings and I and in our children. So thank you, Stacy, for sharing that. Some great – I love each one of those tips, those three tips from Gertrude Smith, who had a lot of success as a businesswoman.
And she lives on. Little – no, she'd be quoted on such a famous radio show 20 years later. So now this is a comment from Deborah Stanton in our office. It is wonderful to see that our staff, mine and Matt's staff, are listening to the show. And she commented, she sent in a quick message here. This is from Kathy Carter, who is now in heaven, from Parowan, Utah. And she said, Deborah said, now this is, okay, one of my employees here, of course, so you know it's going to be colorful. She says, she taught me to work my A off so that Mark Kohler would love me and want to keep me around for 17 years and not fire me. So that's from one of my wonderful, she's been with us, my employee, the longest ever. She is awesome.
She is love awesome. Deborah.
Yeah. So I paraphrased a little bit there, but I wanted to read it as accurately as possible. So her mom taught her to work hard. So, good stuff. We've got another message here. Now, this is a little more poignant. This is anonymous as well. She didn't want me to share her name or mother's name, but she said, and this is tough. This is hard. We got a lot of different messages. She said, the only thing my mother ever taught me was that I was far better off being independent than relying on her or anyone else in our family. Although that made me a good self-starter, it didn't exactly teach me the value of being a team player. She's just as manipulative as ever at age 86. So, man, she got the lesson for others. If you were ever lucky enough to have a mother that loved you who put your needs first, be grateful. It's not a right. It's a privilege not to be taken lightly or for granted. You know, not everybody had that perfect mom. And that message there was from one of our listeners that said, you know, keep that. So.
Yeah, I think that's a, you know, for us, that's always hard to hear, man. And even myself, and, you know, I had a great mom. We heard from her, and I thought, and as I've gotten older in life, I've realized a lot of the great things I did learn. And, you know, you may be like, oh, I'm critical of this or that. I'm like, man, I had it great. It makes me feel super grateful for the mom that I did have. So,
yeah. Now, I've got another anonymous one here. I'll at least share the first name of the mom, the special mom. Her name is Sylvia. But she said, one of the things my mom taught me that has helped me in business is she always kept a clean home, and we had to do our chores the same way. She mopped the marble floors 3 times every day. Let me tell you, those floors were always shining. Today, we own our own property management business, and those homes are delivered impeccable to the tenants. What my mom taught, offering excellent customer service, the beauty of offering customer's delight. Oh, great comment.
Now, I have one here from Ray Jackson. And Ray wrote in and said, this is about Gloria from Chicago, Illinois. And wrote in, one of the best things my mom always shared with me and my sibling was to always keep a positive mental attitude, PMA. In life, you'll get back what you put out. If you want positive things in your life, you have to sow it to reap it. Well, he said, this advice helped me overcome many trials, tests, and tribulations. Thanks for helping me to remember my mom. She died of breast cancer in November of 2011. Well, that's a great tip, Ray. I think, you know, this mindset type thing is a really important thing in having that positive mental attitude to – because business is tough, man. You're going to have those, as Ray says, those trials, tests, and tribulation. And you got to have the right mindset for it.
Oh, I love it. Here's another one. She says, my mother is Francine Andre. She lives in Lincolnshire, Illinois. She always spoke about her father, who headed the accounting department for the French railways in northern France. She learned and taught us to save. So as a result, I have saved for years because I knew there was an opportunity for me at some time to use that money wisely, and I've used it to invest in real estate. P.S. Love your show. Thanks, Rosalind. Gosh, what a great message. Another mom. You know, how many moms have taught their kids to save? I remember that. This is good. So, Matt, did you have any others?
Nope, I'm out on my list. You got any others left? I think I just got a
couple.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is from Nick. It says, my mother has helped me learn almost everything in business. She paved the way for education, demonstrating hard work and commitment to earning a bachelor's degree, even through circumstances, led to her transferring schools with only one semester. It took her 2.5 years to graduate. This drive motivated me when I was seriously considering leaving school before finishing up my bachelor's degree in order to pursue entrepreneurship. Ironically, my mother also paved the way for me to become the entrepreneur I am today. And he goes on and on. And she's helped me to achieve financial independence. I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day from Nick. And I think we've got one last one. Oh, and this is funny. I just came in. This is from my sister, Suzanne, about Joy, who was just on the show. And it's funny. She says, my mom has always helped me save money, and we make lists for everything. So, so little does she know, my mom, I shared the same thing. So Suzanne, my sister, got the same story of lists. So great comments. I want to say thank you to everybody that has sent in a comment and have listened to this show. We've tried to keep it interesting, and it's a little emotional at times and hopefully inspirational. And I want to give out to another important mom, and that's my wife, Jennifer. She has taught our kids so much, and they wouldn't be who they are today if it wasn't for her. I know Matt and I both are grateful that we have wives that have raised the kids. Catherine, mm-hmm. you know, Matt, anything you want to shout out? Catherine?
Huh? Yeah, man. She's helped my kids. You know, my daughter, Brooklyn, that was on the show last year for her own business, my wife was the one that kickstarted that for her and you know, help her take her first steps. So I know she's been teaching my kids certainly about actually really going, starting your own little business.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Jen, my wife, is helping our daughter Allison with her business today. She'll say, "Mom, can you help ship this? Can you help do that?" And so I've told my wife, "You gotta quit doing free labor for her. You're not teaching her anything." She's like, "God, I'm going to help my daughter with her business." So anyway, she's getting taken advantage of for some free labor right now. But it's because she loves her kids. You know, that's what moms do.
Yeah.
Don't do free labor.
Well, thanks so much, everyone, for listening in today's show. It's a little different for us, you know, Mother's Day, but I think all of us have learned so much from moms or the moms in our lives. And, you know, we can learn from the examples and the great tips we had from those that shared. So thanks so much for those that kind of shared these personal stories and experiences you've had from your moms. And thanks again for listening in. We will catch you next week on another episode of Refresh Your Wealth.
Thanks for listening to another hour of refreshing strategies to better live your American dream.
Don't forget to get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.